Speaking of radio, the Jack Benny program.
In radio, we never used a laugh track, nor did anyone else, really, because canned laughter didn't come into the picture, really, until television.
And now to get on with the introductions, I'd like to present Artie Auerbach, who plays the part of Mr. Kitzel. Mr. Kitzel, are you here?
Too many rings on your fingers, and naughty Angela. You laugh at romance.
Hello,
you?
Mr. Benny.
Well, Mr. Kitzel. Say, I haven't seen you in quite a while. Are you still working at the drugstore?
No, I lost that job. And it was a little bit your fault.
My fault?
Yes, I'm always listening to your show. And on your program, the man is saying, keep your eye on the Red Bull's eye. So one day while I'm keeping my eye on the Red Bull's eye.
Yes?
Somebody stole the cash register.
Oh, that's too bad. I hope you have another job.
Oh, I'm much better one.
Really?
I'm now doing a little extra work in pictures.
Oh, in pictures. That's wonderful. What pictures have you been in?
Well, I was in Dark Sausage. Mendel of the Movies. And Forever Epstein.
Good.
But most of all, I like to work in westerns.
Oh, westerns?
They went that way. And smile when you say that, partner.
Hey, you know, Kitchen, you're pretty good.
You should see me on a horse.
Really?
When I'm on a horse, I'm looking like Hopalong.
Cassidy?
Who, me?
Oh, well, I got to run into rehearsal, Mr. Kitzel. See you again, huh?
Thank you. And by the way, Mr. Benny, if you ever come out to Republic Studios, look me up.
I will.
Just ask for Tex. Everybody knows me.
Okay, goodbye, Tex.
Goodbye. Give me land, lots of land, neath the starry skies above. They went out of way.
We were famous in the industry for what we would call the running gag.
Writer George Balzer.
Where something would happen on page 3, and there'd be a reference to it on page 7, and again on 13, and maybe 18, and then it would be the finish of the show.
Yeah, da-dum-bum-dee-dum. Gee, we'll be in New York tomorrow. And I think of all the places I've been the last 3 months. England, France, Scotland, Holland, Germany. Germany. Oh, boy, when we did our show for the GIs, they sure went for Mary and Alice Faye and Marilyn Maxwell. I wonder why they liked them better than me and Phil. They sure did, though. Then from Germany, we went to Switzerland. Ah, Switzerland. What a beautiful country. San Moritz, Lucerne, Zurich, Interlaken, Lake Geneva. What scenery. I'll never forget it. And those wonderful snow-covered Alps. I can still hear those Swiss mountain climbers singing their native song as the sun came to rest behind the lofty peaks.
Ole, 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 LSMFT. Ole, ole.
MFT. Oh, little Odelay.
First choice.
Little Odelay.
First choice.
They're first again with the back men.
Oh, little Odelay.
First choice.
Little Odelay.
First choice.
We know you like Lucky Strike.
Odelay. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So round. bound so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw. So free and easy on the draw. Quality of product is essential to continuing success. Quality of product is essential to continuing success. Quality of product is essential to continuing success.
Pleasant 5 days on the Queen Mary, they arrived in New York, where they immediately boarded the Super Chief for Los Angeles and home.
Los Angeles Union Station. Los Angeles. Watch your step as you leave the train.
Well, come on, Jack. Here we are.
Train arriving on track 5 from Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Mary, we'll get a cab, and I'll drop you off first.
Jack,
and then...
Jack! Oh, Jack!
Jack, it's Don Wilson!
Hiya, Don!
Hello, Don!
Hello, Mary. Hiya, Jack. Gee, it's sure good to see you again.
Well, it's nice to see you, too. Say, Don, you've lost a little weight, haven't you?
Yes, I have, Jack, but I didn't think you'd notice it.
Well, how much did you lose, Don?
80 pounds.
80 pounds? Don, how'd you manage to lose that much?
Willpower, Jack. I cut out breakfast.
When?
This morning.
Well, that'll do it.
Oh, by the way, where's Phil?
Oh, he bought a car in England, and he's driving it back from New York.
Attention, please, attention. Due to the changes in time throughout the country, train scheduled to leave Los Angeles at 4 will depart at 5. Train scheduled to arrive from the east at 5 will arrive at 4. Trains from the south, which should have been here at 6, will get here at 3. However, trains coming from the north due at 7 will be in at 9. Train scheduled to arrive at 4, will arrive at 5. Or is it 6? Them too. Or was it 4?
Don, Mary wants to get home, so I'll drop her off and see you later.
Well, now, wait a minute, Jack. You haven't told me anything about your trip. Now, I know you were in England and France and Germany, but where else did you go?
Well, I went to Holland and Switzerland, and oh, Don, I've got to tell you about Switzerland. Those mountain climbers and those lofty alpine peaks where they...
Attention, please, attention. The chief now leaving on track 3 for Kansas City and Chicago.
Kansas City and Chicago.
Mary, did you hear that?
Yes, there's a train leaving for the east.
I don't mean that. I thought I heard an echo that... Oh, never mind. Don, I'll tell you about Switzerland later. Come on, Mary.
Okay, Jack, so long.
So long, Don.
Attention, please. Don Wilson now leaving on track 5 for Glendale, Burbank, and the Brown Derby.
Come on, Mary, we'll get a taxi and I'll drop you off. Huh?
Jack, are you sure they'll deliver my luggage to the house?
Don't worry about it. I told you I checked it through. Now, hey, Mary, look, there's Dennis. I knew he'd come down and meet us. I bet he really missed me. Dennis!
Oh, hello, Mr. Benny. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Dennis.
Gosh, it's nice to see you, kid, but you didn't have to come all the way down to the station.
Yes, I did. I had to see my mother off.
Oh.
Who are you seeing off, Mr. Benny?
I'm not seeing anybody off. I just came in on the Super Chief.
Gee, a lot of important people have come to Los Angeles lately. First President Truman, then Governor Dewey, and now you.
Yeah,
I wouldn't vote for you for $1 million.
Dennis, don't be silly.
Yes, Dennis, we haven't seen you for 3 months. Now, come on over here and let me give you a great big kiss.
You better not. I've got to drive home.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. Attention, please. All passengers leaving for San Francisco, please have your ticket validated.
Ticket validated.
Harry, there it goes again. That echo.
What echo? I didn't hear anything. What's the matter with you?
There was an echo. Listen, I'll prove it to you.
Hello.
There it is. Didn't you hear it?
Oh, Jack, stop shaking me. I didn't hear anything.
I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with me. If this keeps up, I'll go to the nut house.
You better have your ticket validated.
Oh, be quiet. Come on, Mary. Let's get out of here. So long, Dennis.
I'll wait till Mr. Benny gets out of the station. Then I'll see for myself.
Hello? Hello?
My mother's right. He's nuts.
Now, when we sat down to write, we never knew where we were going to stumble onto that key. We never had any idea. And yet when we did, and then sometimes we wouldn't even recognize it then. We would go past it. And then all of a sudden on page, as I said, page 7 or 8, whatever, would come an opening and you say, wait a minute. And we would just not repeat, but refer to what had happened on page 3. And from there on, it would just take off.
Now, how did that work if you and your partner were doing the first half of the show and the other two guys were doing the second half of the show?
If Sam and I did the first part of the show, which I think we usually... Well, it all depends. And we got something started, we probably wouldn't carry it any further than our half. Because there was no way for us to know how to inject it in a half that we hadn't seen yet. But during the rewrite with Jack is where it would then be picked up and put in as a continuation. Now, normally that was it, or usually that was it. But sometimes we'd get a call from Milt, or we would call them, whichever way, doesn't matter. And we would say, would you have Phil Harris, I'm referring to,
sure, now,
or Dennis Day, or Mary, or whoever, would you have them at some point say, and we would give them a line. And they'd say, well, what's that for? Says, don't ask questions, just put it in.
Now, come on, Polly, try it again. Say, bonsoir, monsieur. Polly.
What's the matter, boss?
Oh, I've been trying to teach Polly French, but it's no use. Rochester, arrange the chairs around the radio. You know, my gang will be there.
Mademoiselle from Armitage, Polly.
I guess Polly's older than I thought. Been around, too. Now, arrange the chairs, Rochester.
I will. Say, boss, I finished putting away all your souvenirs from your trip. You really had a great time in Europe, didn't you?
Yes, it was wonderful, except for that one thing that marred the end of the trip. Something followed me back from Europe.
What was it, boss? What was it?
An echo.
Oh, for a minute, I thought it was Suzette.
No, Rochester, it was a crazy echo. See, it started in Switzerland when I heard the Swiss yodelers, and it followed me ever... Hey, wait a minute. How did you know about Suzette? You read my diary, didn't you?
Well, boss, I just...
Now, wait a minute, Rochester. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. A diary is a personal thing, and you shouldn't have read it. Where did you find it?
In your folio.
In my folio?
Folio lady.
There it is, Rochester. Did you hear that echo?
I didn't hear anything.
But you must have. Listen. Hello?
Hello?
You heard it that time, didn't you?
No, sir, I didn't hear a thing.
But you must have. It was a definite echo. Try it now. Try it and you'll see. Now you yell hello.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
keep out of this or I'll give you a good spanking.
You better not, boss. The last time you spanked her, she laid a cracked egg.
Oh, yeah. We had to eat it right away.
We used to have a lot of fun. We always had fun. And that's why I think the shows were as good as they were. I can't think of any time that we didn't sit down to work and that we didn't have fun. And I don't think that's true today.
Now, Mary, would you like to help me set the table? I want it to look nice when the Colemans get here.
Sure, Zach, but you know, it's still pretty warm. Why don't you serve dinner out on the patio?
Say, that's a good idea. Oh, Rochester, we're going to have dinner out on the patio.
Patio lady.
On the Jack Benny Show, once we had a joke, and this was radio, mm-hmm. where Don Wilson came into the house to see Jack Benny about doing a commercial, and Jack was taking a bath at the time.
Writer Milt Josephsberg.
And Don walked in, and we did the usual joke about Jack being in a bathtub with floating rubber ducks or things like that. And Don said, I wanted to talk about the commercial, Jack, and Jack said, okay, sit down. Well, this started about a 3-day battle with the senses that you cannot say sit down when a man is taking a bath because the only place to sit is on the commode, the toilet, and so forth. We said, can he say sit down on the side of the tub? And the senses said no, because that calls attention that he shouldn't sit on the toilet. And finally, jokingly, we said, can we say put the seat down and sit down? Said no, we couldn't do that.
As a writer on the Benny Show, did you often have trouble with the censors?
Frequently. And it was very, very minor things. One of the classic examples, we were doing a takeoff on King Solomon's Mines. And this was a picture with Deborah Carr based on a famous story, and it was a big MGM production. And Jack was supposed to be searching for King Solomon's mines, and Deborah Carr was the lady with him, and they ran into a tribe of cannibals led by Mel Blanc. And Jack says, wait a minute, these are cannibals, I can handle them. I will tell them a limerick. He says, that always pleases them. And then he goes into gibberish. Magula nagala mamawa, mamama magula matata, magala sabase, magala mate, halula mamala hawawa. And they all laugh and they leave. And Deborah Carr says, what does that mean? And Jack, very embarrassed, says, oh, I couldn't say that to you. And I have paraphrased it now. And the censor came down and said, we cannot do that because all limericks are dirty. Now, we showed him that all limericks are not dirty, that the original limericks were clean. But in 1948 or 49, when we were saying a gibberish limerick in words that we invented, the censor didn't want to let us do it. Oh, one further thing. When Jack said to the censor, but it's gibberish, he says, it's still dirty. And Deborah Carr said, oh, come now. And the fellow just looked at her and gave in.
My name is Alan Quatermain. My business is leading safaris through the animal-infested jungles of dark Africa. For 12 years, I had lived among the savages in the Belgian Congo. I lived in a little village called Nairobi Sekanyanjo, Kenzo Boziga, Uganda Watusi Tanganyika. My friends stopped writing to me because my address was driving them nuts. They couldn't remember my zone number. That's why I decided to leave the treacherous life of the jungle and go back to England. In fact, I was in my hut packing, happy in the knowledge that I would soon stop hearing the monotonous beat of those infernal drums.
Let me see now. I think I've got everything packed. I can hardly believe it. In 3 short weeks, I'll be back home. Gosh,
I haven't seen a civilized woman in over... Ooga Bogey. Yes, sir. It'll sure be good getting back. Ooga Bogey. Doggone it, Ooga Bogey means come in. Those natives don't even understand their own language. I said Ooga... Well...
Well, don't stand there staring at me. Aren't you going to ask me to Ooga Bogey?
Yes, come in. Come right in.
Are you Alan Quatermain?
Her voice was so beautiful. Even the name Alan sounded good to me.
Yes, I'm Quatermain. What can I do for you?
I heard that you're the best guide in Africa, and I want to hire you to lead a safari through the jungle.
Well, you're too late. I was just packing to go back to England.
But I've traveled thousands of miles to see you.
I'm sorry, miss. My mind is made up.
But you can't. You can't turn me down. It's a matter of life and death. Please, please, you've got to listen to me. I've come all this way to see you because you're the only one who can help me. So don't turn me down. Please. I beg you, I implore you. Please, please, say you will do it. I need you. I need you. I need you.
As she lay there, crumpled at my feet. Exhausted from her dramatic outburst, I was confused. I couldn't tell whether she was after me or an Academy Award.
I'm sorry, miss, but I've had enough of the jungle and I'm going back to England.
Oh, but Mr. Quatermain, I'm trying to find my lost uncle. He came to the jungle to write a book. His name is Sylvania Cartwright.
Sylvania?
That was his pen name.
Oh, yes, Pennsylvania. That writer I'm firing. So your uncle is lost, eh?
Yes, he came here 2 years ago to do some research on King Solomon's Mines.
King Solomon's Mines? That's just a myth. There's no such place.
Oh, but there is. My brother has a map.
Your brother?
Yes, he's right outside. I'll call him in. Oh, brother, come in here.
So you're her brother, eh?
Yeah, you want to make something out of it?
It was then I decided to go on this dangerous trek through the death-infested jungle, if only to lose him.
All right, I'll go with you. But before we leave, you'll have to sign this register.
Certainly.
That's a pretty name. Deborah Kerr.
That's Carr.
Carr?
Yeah, you want to make something out of it?
Not wanting to cheat a hungry leopard out of an hors d'oeuvre, I didn't lay a hand on it. The next morning, I formed a safari. With 22 natives carrying water, food, and supplies, we set out on our dangerous journey. For miles and miles and miles, the natives sang their tribal chant as we hacked our way through the jungle.
What's the matter?
Stay close together. This is very dangerous territory. There may be a lion lurking behind every bush. Quiet, everybody. It's that bush. It just moved. The natives will circle it. Then after I shoot, they'll dive in and grab it.
What do you think it is?
I don't know, but if it's a lion, we'll skin it. If it's a gazelle, we'll eat it. Quiet now. They got it! They got it! Umba Kaloda Nuwamba!
Aloyalona Mawaka Kahona Uko!
Well, at least the natives can eat.
What did you shoot?
Your brother. See that hole in his head?
Oh, he's always had that.
Oh.
But you did did enlarge it.
Oh, I shot him all right, but I still couldn't get rid of him. Our goal was King Solomon's Mines, and her brother was the only one who had the map. It was painted on the roof of his mouth. He did it himself. Of course, he had to buy the brush and the paints. He had his own palette. When I heard myself saying a thing like that, I knew the sun was hotter than I thought. But we had to trek on if we ever expected to reach our first stopping place, the village of Kalawana. As our safari pushed through the jungle, our natives sang their tribal chant.
Up in that tree.
Where?
There.
What's strange about that?
It's the first time I ever saw a woodpecker with a mustache.
You'll see many strange things deep in the jungle. Look out for that lion.
Further is it to Kalawana?
About 15 miles.
Gee, that isn't so bad.
Why, no, it's... What? Did you hear that, Deborah? Your brother talked, and I thought I killed him. I carried him for 2 weeks. He tricked us. The cur...
That's Carr.
Oh, yes. Come here, brother. Open your mouth so I can look at the map. Come on, open your mouth. Wider. Wider. Not you.
I'm sorry.
Now, brother, hold your mouth open so I can look at the map.
I looked in his mouth, and I was able to see the map very clearly now, because the light was coming through the hole in his head.
Deborah, according to the map, we must be close to the village of Kalawana right now.
Aganuamawa! Aganuamawa!
Quatermain! Wait! Wait!
Akua!
What's wrong, Deborah?
I can't go on. I'm so thirsty. I must have something to drink.
Well, I was saving this for myself, but here, you can have it.
What is it?
Snake milk.
Snake milk? How in the world do you get snake milk?
Oh, the usual way, but you need a very low stool. Don't throw away the bottle. I get 2 cents back. Let's go.
Aganuamawa!
What's the matter, Quatermain?
We must be near the village. Look, there's a horse.
And there's a pig.
And there's a rabbit.
What's up, Doc?
We really didn't see those animals. But if you think I'm going to pay Mel Blanc just to do a lousy woodpecker, you're crazy. Of Kalawana. And as we approached, the native chief came running up to us excitedly and said,
Lala Boogie Mala Kola Hananoya.
Huh?
Lala Boogie Mala Kola Hananoya.
Quatermain, this native is asking us something, but we don't understand.
I'll find out what he wants. Nula Magina?
Lala Boogie Mala Kola Hananoya.
Oh. Michigan 14, California 6. Tell me, chief, where is King Solomon's mines?
Maga! Maga! Maga!
Helpless, a native painted in grotesque colors. Grab Deborah!
Ladies and gentlemen, this exciting epic of the jungle will be continued next week. Will Jack and Deborah escape from the cannibals? Will they find King Solomon's mines? Will Mel Blanc get paid? Tune in next Sunday for the closing episode of King Solomon's Mine.
With our special guest star, Deborah Kerr.
That's Carr.
Oh, yes.